on the minhag that we have to light the menorah in the synagogue, in the Beit HaKnesset. The question is asked in halakha, do you need to have 10 people there at the time of the lighting? Or is it enough that eventually 10 people will come and see the nerot already lit? Well, let's go back to the source. This minhag of lighting the Beit Knesset is actually questionable in itself. For example, the Maharal questioned the minhag and he refrained from it altogether, although others bring down that it's to commemorate the Beit HaMikdash, where they used to light the Nerot in the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore we replicate it by lighting it in the Beit HaKnesset. In any event, Maran does bring down the halakha that it is our minhag to light in the Beit HaKnesset with the beracha. However, there's a machloket between the Magen Abraham and the Moruk Si'ah if you need 10 people there at the time of the lighting. The Magen Abraham says you don't. He says so long as people will come after, it's enough. You need 10 people to come after to look at it. The Moruk Si'ah says no. The deen is that at the time of the lighting of the menorah, you need the 10 people to be there. The Bi'ur Halakha brings support to the Shita of the Magen Abraham. And he says that, you see, the Nerot of Hanukkah is not only mitzvah to light them, but it's mitzvah to look at them. Because we have a law that says if a person didn't light the menorah under certain situations, he could make a beracha just by looking at the menorah. So therefore he says, if a person, let's say on Friday afternoon, where the Kahal trickles in a little late because they're lighting their own menorah, and you have to light the menorah before sunset, you don't have 10 people in the synagogue yet, so the Bi'ur Halakha says you can rely on them again, Abraham. However, that is not the opinion of the Kaf HaHayim, and it's not the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai and the Rav Ta'alim. They both say that the Halakha follows the Moruk Si'ah. Specifically, in the case we have Safek Berachot, we're going to say Safek Berachot Le'akel. And therefore, halakha l'maaseh, on a Friday afternoon, which I'm just speaking in the practical case, where it's almost Shabbat, and there's only 6 or 7 people that came to the Knesset, and you don't have yet a minyan, halakha says, you light the menorah in the Beit Knesset, however, beli beracha. That's why you have to remind the people to come early, before Shekiah, in order you can fulfill this mitzvah persum anes, according to the real way, by making a beracha, which is also part. But if there is no minyan, at the time of the hadlaka, there is no beracha.